Obviously, the presidential election was an important one. It was nice to see that Wyoming's lead was followed by the rest of the country. I congratulated President Trump, and not personally, I just made sure that he got that message through. I'm sure he was awake all night. It was great to have the results we did. It was a good election. It's by all accounts here in Wyoming. Things turned out well. Congratulations to all of our folks that stood for election. I am particularly happy about the Amendment A passage. I wasn't sure it was going to pass. It's always a difficult task to get any amendment passed, largely because you have to have 51% of the people who voted in the election. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes in Wyoming, we tend to vote for the president and very little else. This time, people came through in a remarkable fashion. I feel good because that's sort of two amendments that I have worked on that have made a difference, will continue to make a difference for Wyoming. We'll continue to work. We've already been in contact with some of the potential members of the new cabinet. Very excited about being able to bring some stability and maybe actually some sense and a lot more attention to what locals feel, which is what I think this Trump administration that's coming in will be able to do, to roll back some of the policies that have been very harmful to Wyoming, to be much more attentive to what the state's needs are, and to remember that our country is not run by a federal government. It is run by states, and the federal government has a role to play as well. But it has got to be something that pays attention to local concerns and local communities. What I'm really excited about is the property tax reform, as I said, Amendment A. This gives the legislature a real chance to look at lasting, constitutionally proper and correct changes that will benefit our property, our personal property, our residential property ownership. And so I look forward to this new legislature coming in and having a chance to work on really long-lasting, constitutionally correct property tax reform. It is interesting when you look at it. I think something like a little bit over 40% of our incoming legislature will have less than 2 years' experience. That will mean this session's going to have a lot, as I've said before, a lot of learning for legislators to do, just process, understanding how things go. That legacy that Wyoming has of being a very conservative state, by all standards, that's something that we'll carry forward, I think, into this coming legislature. But there will be some times that people have to think carefully about what votes they're making. Also wanted to make the point, the Craig report has a couple of interesting findings. The work that I began, and of course Treasurer Meyer has continued, has really paid off. Our investment earnings are up. That's exciting. You never want to sort of anticipate that those things are going to continue. But I think the work that we've done, the effort that we've made to make sure that our portfolio is well managed and properly handled has paid off. And also it's a very conservative approach that we've taken, which means if there is an adjustment, Wyoming is not as exposed as maybe some of our peers are. So I think that's all exciting news. Coal production is declining. It's things that we've seen really from the Obama administration through the first Trump administration through, of course, this, and accelerated during the Biden administration. We've got a lot of work to do there to make sure that we can maintain and recover our coal markets. Those are going to be challenged. We do anticipate there'll be perhaps an uptick in oil and gas production, but all of these markets move a little bit slowly, and they're all attended to by national trends, et cetera. But it is important that we hit the ground running and kind of get our industries back on a footing that we have said constantly about an all of the above energy approach and how important that is for Wyoming's future. I'll continue to work to diversify our income streams so that we are not as dependent on energy markets, which are volatile in any circumstance. Certainly have been challenged under the Biden administration, and hopefully under this new Trump administration will be released to do what we hope that we can do, which is to power this nation for the future. To sum all this up, very excited about the last night's results. Not only were the elections handled well, but the people of America, and particularly the people of Wyoming, made good choices, the right choices, in my opinion. I think Donald Trump's comments about bringing our nation together were prophetic. They are something that we need to do. This is a great country, and a house divided cannot stand. We remember that biblical verse from what President Abraham Lincoln said so long ago. It is time we come together. It is time we unleash the resources that will make this country not only fully able to meet its challenges, but also to again take that mantle of leadership that the world so much expects of us.